The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sports Ethos, New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you've got time, go and follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank. It's both of the handles on Twitter. Over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we appreciate any of the support you want to throw over there. I can see all the downloads just going absolutely ballistic, and I appreciate everyone tuning in and giving us a listen. We try to get these out as quickly as possible after the game, and we appreciate all of the support. This month has by far been our biggest month, almost double the record. So I appreciate you all, and thank you all for supporting us, because I like doing this and I love this Pelicans team. So, you know, if I can spark a little bit of joy into your day by putting out my opinion on a game of basketball, well, I appreciate you all for listening, whether you agree or not. I love all the support and all the listens and everything like that, and all the engagement. It's been fantastic. But anyway, I digress. Let me carry on, getting soppy, I suppose. Talking about the Pelicans. So, we came in to the Smoothie King Center. Homestand begins tonight. And the Chicago Bulls decided to visit. Now, if you recall, last time we played the Chicago Bulls, they gave us an absolute hiding. And that was not ideal. That was in Chicago and was not our best game by any stretch of the imagination. But this one was different. Larry Nance, coming off the knee surgery, newly acquired Larry Nance at the trade deadline in the CJ McCollum trade, he debuted as well. So it was a bit to take away from this. We're going to talk about Larry Nance's impact as well as his personality and the like towards the end of the show. But all in all, if you haven't watched it, cover your ears, because here's the final score. The Pelicans win 126-109, 109-126. And honestly, just a real team effort. Fantastic last quarter by the Pelicans. And yeah, just really impressed with the guys. Big game from Devontae Graham. Massive. One of those ones that he really needed to bounce back from. He starred for us with 30 points. Had his braids undone and had the fro out. And that was just fantastic to see. He looked comfortable. He was getting everything. He was aggressive. He was getting downhill. What I liked is he attacked the paint. He was getting in there, getting fouled, three-point plays. He was huge. And down the stretch, he was massive. Probably really put the nail in the coffin in the last quarter for the Bulls, who were starting to come back with an awesome three-point play up and under. And you just love to see it. This is a good guy. You know, he's really good personality. You can see it through Instagram, all the interviews. The guys love him. And he's a leader on this team as well. And you want them to succeed. I know we get on guys in this space when we're analysing games and things like that. Oh, he's got to be better at this. He's got to do this. Well, when you do better, we've got to pick these guys up as well and acknowledge that, yeah, that was awesome. And all credit to him. Without his efforts tonight, we don't win this game. So really impressive game for him, and hopefully he can keep it going. I think he's been told he has to keep the hair out now. That's the rule, like AD's turtleneck, and now we've got the hair out Devontae Graham. So looking forward to seeing that in future games, and hopefully he can keep this momentum going and get his shot to keep falling. It was awesome. So quarter by quarter, as we like to start with, Chicago came out the gates, dropped 39 in the first quarter, and while we dropped 31, it was just disappointing because they were getting everything they wanted. I think they started 60% in the first quarter from all field goals, and they couldn't miss from three. Every time they moved the ball, they were scoring, and they got really comfortable. Second quarter, however, we made some adjustments, and I thought that was really fantastic by the guys to take stock of what had happened, who to attack. I mean, the Bulls were out without DeMar DeRozan. He was not playing. So Zach LaVine took over that lead scoring and ended up with 39 points. It was huge for them. But there wasn't any real second option. Kobe White a little bit, Nick Vucevic throughout the game in spurts, but no one else really wanted to get comfortable or was able to get comfortable, which is fantastic. And by throwing bodies at Zach LaVine, Herb Jones, Najee Marshall, Jose Alvarado, they all rotated across him and made him uncomfortable, and he slowed him right down. Pelicans' second quarter, as I said, 32-23, and all of a sudden, it's even Stevens, just about. You know, it is right up there with at the halftime. We're flying. The momentum's a bit with us. And into the third quarter, it was an arm wrestle. Back and forth, both end up scoring 23 apiece, and capped off the third quarter with a massive putback dunk from Trey Murphy off the offensive rebound, went straight up. He got fouled into oblivion in the third quarter, or maybe a minute to go, minute and a half to go, and went up to the basket, got fouled, and did not get a whistle. And he looked at the ref, and as he was getting up, we got a turnover. It was a missed shot. They advanced the ball to him in the corner, and he buries a three and looks directly at the ref. And then you could tell he was upset because he got hammered and he should have got two shots. But then at the end of the quarter, we missed the shot. He goes up, dunks it right over the top of blokes and gives them the stare down. And Trey Murphy, as we know, is more than just a three-point shooter. And that was fantastic to see. It really got the guys up and about. B.I., Zion, we've seen that time and time again watching that footage of those guys on the bench just going ballistic. You can see it on YouTube. They've done a segment of Zion clapping Trey Murphy dunk, which was quick, and you know the national media will be all over that, saying that he wasn't clapping hard enough or something. All that sort of carry on that we're used to by now and immune to. And the last quarter, we got rolling. Started with a 7-0 run to start that last quarter. 40-24, we finished that quarter and just put them to bed, basically. It was really impressive win, capped off with a big game from CJ. Again, he's just been unbelievable since we've had him. I know we said, you know, he's been a bit up and down. He looked like his feet were under him tonight. He looked a lot more comfortable, which was good, and perhaps it was one of those games where he's starting to shake the effects of COVID off. And I guess he wasn't also relied on to score quite as much because we had a good game from him, good game from Jonas, and everyone really contributed. Jose Alvarado down the stretch was fantastic. He ended up playing 29 minutes and was just great. He was, and we'll talk about him in a second, but he was just fantastic and really was, on both ends of the game, just an absolute menace. He was scoring, he's getting that flow to the giant killer's just been fantastic. He does his little Jose sneak where he sits over near the bench or out of bounds and then gets a steal or causes a turnover. In this one, he snuck out, and I think it was Zach LaVine bringing it up. He double dribbled, and all of a sudden, turnover. It's like, no dramas, mate. We'll take that. And he was just really good. I was so proud of what Jose's done, and no doubt he's going to be getting some dollary dues in this new contract, no doubt. So looking forward to that. Now, over at the team comparison stats, we shot 49.4% from the field. They shot 51. Three-pointers, pretty much even at 41%. They hit 14, we hit 12. And free throws, 94%. We had 34 free throw attempts and hit 32 of them, which, although we were getting the refs were pretty average, but for us, you know, 34, they only had 19. So there's your game right there. And it was because we were getting aggressive. We're going to the basket, drawing fouls, and then converting at the line. I mean, 32 free throws, you're laughing. You're absolutely laughing with that. Assists, 25 to 23. That's less than what we'd usually have. But I think we were getting out in transition a fair bit. The ball was moving and we were hitting shots. That's what the main thing was. You know, you had 83 attempts to 78. So the extra five attempts you know, we were crashing the offensive glass. Had 10 offensive rebounds to their 4. Defensive rebounds we win. 10 steals to their 5. And only 10 turnovers to their 15. Points off turnovers we managed to create 20 to their 15. So, again, you get out and say you turn the ball over. If you get back and there was plenty of opportunities and different times where they were in a transition situation and we fouled them and made them shoot free throws and occasionally they missed them, which was exactly what we needed to do because it turned into a good foul. And I know Herb Jones did it once. I think it was against Kobe White. Didn't want him to score and made him go and shoot free throws. Same Zach LaVine got hacked at one point so that he wasn't doing a dunk. You know, all of these little moments stop them getting momentum, and that's exactly what we needed to do. So really impressive with the guys, how they played tonight. I can't fault the guys again. You know, it seems like a cop-out because it was the Pelicans committee again. We talked about it in our two wins. We win together, and we did it again. You go to our box score. You know I love running over there. So 3 of the 5 starters were in double digits. Jose off the bench had 15. You know, all right, well, let's start at the top. JV, 16 and 19. 19 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal and a block. 5 of 12 shooting, and he was great. 6 of 6 free throws. It was unbelievable. CJ, 25 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 10 of 20 shooting. 3-pointers, only 1 of 6, but he hit a big one down the stretch. Jackson Hayes, 6 and 5 and 1 steal. 29 minutes. DG, Devontae Graham got the start. While B.I. is still out, 30 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal, 8 of 12 shooting, 5 of 7 from 3 and hit all his free throws. He had 9 attempts. And I'd like to see a stat the last time Devontae Graham shot 9 free throws. I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't know. I'm sure it probably hasn't ever happened. He was unreal getting to the basket. And it was funny. What happened is because he started by attacking the basket, got the ball in. Once he saw it go in, oh, it was inside, outside, you know, fadeaways, whatever. Everything was going in. Sometimes you just got to get your eye in by getting a little layup. I remember last year, and, you know, this is a terrible comparison, but Eric Bledsoe, when he played well, and I put well in quotation marks, it was because he started by getting to the basket, his first bucket. If he was going to hit shots, it was because he didn't go for a 3 on the first shot. And he wasn't a good 3-point shooter by any stretch of the imagination, but he really played better, and you can go through them all. Where his first shot was like a layup or a dunk under the basket, he played better. And I think Devontae Graham's exactly the same. Get your eye in, you know, let the ball do the work for you. Once you've seen it go in, shooter's going to shoot. So I liked what he did tonight. Herb Jones, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. He was great. Had a bit of foul trouble. He had 4 fouls fairly early in by the third quarter, but He managed to hold on to the other two and played really well. Defended, well against a pure scorer in Zach LaVine. He was really good. Jose was probably the game changer. 15 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 10 shooting, 2 of 3 from 3, no turnovers. And he leads all rookies in plus minus with 153 for the season. He is just unbelievable. And I have nothing but good things to say about Jose. He puts the fear of God into everyone else. You wouldn't want to play against him, and he really does defend his heart out. He plays at both ends. He's just getting better and better. And coach trusts him. He makes good decisions for a rookie. We've brought in 3 rookies, and all 3 of them are playing rotation minutes. I mean, come on. I don't know how many teams are doing that. And you know, Herb Jones is a starter. He's been a starter since the end of the year. Jose could probably slip in there as well at different times. He has started this year at different points due to injuries and the like. Trey Murphy's probably going to be a starter for years to come in at some point during the near future. I don't think it's going to be too long before he forces his way in there. So, who else was good? Larry Nance, his first game, played 18 minutes, 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 amazing block where he sent Tristan Thompson into the Shadow Realm. It was unbelievable. Rose up and slapped him into oblivion, which was awesome. He played really well. And his personality is one that really suits the Pelicans' thing. I think it's such a shame, or culture, pardon me. I think it's such a shame that Josh Hart got traded, who's one of his good mates. You know, they're house swapping at the moment. Nance has got his house in Portland, and so Josh Hart's living there, and he's got his house in New Orleans, and that's where Larry's living. So it is such a shame they don't get to play together, but again, you never know what will happen in the near future. Maybe Josh Hart will come back. We don't know. Trey Murphy, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Billy Hernangómez, 6 points and 2 rebounds, and he was solid in 13 minutes. Didn't do anything wrong. Najee Marshall, 11 minutes. He's probably took a bit of a drop because Nance has come in. I suppose it's same with Trey Murphy and probably Billy as well. 5 points, 1 rebound, and 1 steal. And Ty Wallace played 2 minutes, and I don't really know what he... He didn't do anything. He had 1 rebound. I mean, good on him. He had his second 10-day. Happy for him to get a run. But, again, I think they were just a couple of minutes to give other guys a rest. So, pretty happy with that, honestly. It was a real team effort. And when you go that deep into your bench, you know, you got 10 blokes play again tonight. It's a deep rotation. You still got Brandon Ingram to come back. And who knows whether or not Zion comes back. As we saw the video, he was doing the East Bay dunk on Instagram. He's been cleared for one-on-one. But you're running out of time. You really are. I mean, would you even risk him for the sake of a playing spot? I don't know. I think maybe if it's playoffs. But you've also then got to assimilate him into the team, into the offense. I mean, he's pretty easy to play alongside, I guess, but everyone else has to adjust. And do you have the time to get everyone playing together this late in the season? I don't know. We managed to do it with Larry Nance, but he's not such a key piece that, you know, he's a complementary piece rather than a core piece like a Zion is. But we'll see. But all in all, the Pelicans committee, well, what's the stat? It was like 3-16 without Brandon Ingram this year. And all of a sudden, we've won 3 without him. CJ McCollum was fantastic. You know, we've got another pure scorer there. There's someone else that can help us continue to score. But I think it's the other guys have really lifted. I think the other guys need to, and I'm doing quotation marks again, for the other guys, the bench guys, the supporting cast have stepped up. And when they do, we win basketball games. We really do. And I'm really excited that this was a must. Well, all these games from here are must wins, but this was one that if you stole this, if you drop one against Spurs or Lakers, well, you don't want to. You want to win all 3 of these, but you got a back-to-back. So if you drop one, that's 2 out of 3, and that's all right. You know, we jump back into 9th spot. We're drawed with the Lakers again now. The Lakers game is probably more important to win, but the Spurs are hot on our tail as well. So you really want to beat both of them. If you can get all 3 out of this homestand coming up, oh, it's gonna be fun times in NOLA. I tell you what, I'm pretty excited to see that. So that being said, I'm gonna leave it there. We'll do a little break, thank the sponsors and the like, and then we'll come back, do the 3 key takeaways, and then we shall wrap up. So I'll be right back after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So thank you to the sponsors, manscaped.com. Use the code ETHOS20, as we know, at checkout. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Check out everything that Manscaped has going on over there. They've got their Lawnmower 4.0, plenty of moisturizers and perfumes and all that other sort of carry-on that you can get for your grooming needs. So go and check that out. And at checkout, ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, 20. In addition, go and check out mybookie.ag. If you need to go and have a punt on sports or play some casino games, go and check out mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS on the third page of sign up, and that'll give you a deposit match bonus. Check it all out, and obviously gamble responsibly. But yeah, check out the sponsors and support them if you need to do some betting. Also, go and check out ThriveFantasy.com. They are our daily fantasy partner over at Sports Ethos. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. That'll give you 100% deposit match bonus and 2 or 4 free game tickets. You can't get that deal anywhere else or with any other code. So use the code ETHOS, ETHOS, and support our daily fantasy partner and all of our daily fantasy analysts over at Sports Ethos. Check it out. And finally, go and visit expressvpn.com/hoopball. That is the website for you to unlock an additional 3 months on a 12-month subscription, giving you a total of 15 months for those playing along at home on a VPN. Protect your identity online. I can't stress this enough. People are selling your identity online, and this helps you protect your location and all of your stuff. Works on Netflix, works on League Pass, all of those sort of places that and apps that we like to use and protect our identity online. So go and check that out. expressvpn.com/hoopball. H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. The Pelicans defeat the Bulls, as we know, 126-109. Fantastic victory. The perfect way to win the homestand, or start the homestand, I guess, in front of your crowd. Key takeaway number one: when we win together. Pelicans committee is a thing. It's funny how you can have good players. I mean, you have a look at the Lakers, and they're a draw with us. They got good players. They got LeBron, they got Anthony Davis, they got Russell Westbrook. On paper, on 2K, you know, these are the top teams. These are super teams. But the rest of the team doesn't make up for having that many stars. You remember when we had the Heatles, the original, I get it. Again, these quotations getting worn out, but one of the original super teams with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, they had to find complementary pieces. They didn't win the first year because they had to build a team and they had to get guys to come and join them that were complementary to the stars. And I think while star players are so important in this league, you have to have them to be successful. And we have them. We can also win as a team. And that's showing that when we play together, we are as formidable as any other team. And we're only going to get better because you're adding guys like Brandon Ingram, like Zion Williamson, all-stars, to this already really tough together lineup. And you have to credit Willie Green and the coaching staff for putting this together, and all the leaders of the team for sacrificing their roles. You know, Garrett Temple probably doesn't want to be sitting on the bench, but he knows that's the best thing for the team. So that's what he's done. And all credit to the guys for buying in. Devontae Graham going to the bench, accepting his role because they want to win. Playing together is so important. Being a star in your role. That's what. That's all we ask. It's great. So key takeaway number two. The other guys are stepping up. I know this is sort of like a 1A, I guess, because we're playing together is the first one, Pelicans committee. And then the next one is the other guys stepping up into their role. Being a star in their role, as I just said. Guys need, have been expected to play beyond what they're used to playing. And when they are on the court, guys like Jose Alvarado, you know, technically he's not meant to be here. You know, how many two-way guys, non-drafted two-way guys get an opportunity to be playing 29 minutes on a team that's trying to get in the playoffs? I don't know. I don't know what the stats are, but, and yet he's come out and contributed, and not only that, he's exceeded. And all credit to him, and all credit to guys like Najee Marshall, who's broken back into the rotation. He's been playing fantastic defense. His offense is sporadic, but at times he's really good. Trey Murphy, staying ready, stepping up. Herb Jones, been fantastic, as we know. Devontae Graham, I suppose now he gets counted as another guy because there's guys in his role that he's had to step up and play something else. Has a great game. The other guys are so important, and the success of this team is going to be predicated on the other guys stepping up and contributing. And all credit to those guys for accepting that and then taking it on board, and those leaders for empowering those guys to accept those roles and to exceed in them and become stars in their roles. So really excited with how the guys are going, and the other guys are just as important, and they form the basis of this team. And finally, the third key takeaway is the next two games are equally as important as this one. Every game for now, we have 9 games remaining. This was the final 10. We know Willie Green breaks up the season into 10s. 10 games. The best we've ever done is gone 6-4. Now we're 1-0 for this first 10. Oh, this final 10. Next game is against the Spurs. We thumped them last time. That does not mean that we come in and play lackadaisical and think it's just going to happen. No, we need to come out with the exact same intensity. We know it worked last time, so they're going to adjust. It's not going to just happen against this Spurs team. They're going to be mad. No one gets slapped by 40 and comes out the next time you play them and are happy with it. No, that doesn't happen. So we cannot underestimate how good this team is. We need to play together. And again, if Brandon Ingram's back, all power to him. If he's not, well, the next guy steps up and everyone plays together once again. Same as the Lakers. You've got LeBron, you've got all the other guys there. I don't even know who else they've got. I don't think anyone of note. Russell Westbrook, I guess, but he's a bit hit and miss. We'll see what happens. Same thing. They're playing for their playing lives. LeBron doesn't want to go through his, 35th season and not make the playoffs again. He's playing for the same thing. So these are playoff intensity games, and we need to bank them one after the other, and hopefully we can have a better than 6-4 record. If we could go 7-3, or we could go 10-0, I mean, that's the best, isn't it? But we'll see what happens. But they're so important, and we cannot underestimate any of these teams coming in. Even the teams at the end of the year that are tanking, like Portland that we come across, guys that aren't meant to beat us are the danger games. So we need to be ready for every game of the next 10 coming up. But I feel good about these guys. They're all coming together. Everyone's playing as one unit, and we just got to keep going. Okay, we let slip the Charlotte game, but we learn from that, and now we close games. We don't let a team come back. We put them to the sword at the end of games, and that's how you win. So I think I'm going to wrap up with that. I've talked for long enough. Overall, good Pelicans win. We take on the Spurs on Saturday night. I think they've got the media chalk talk before that. So you can get tickets to that. That's all over Twitter as well. Check out the Pelicans Twitter page for tickets to go to that. You've got Antonio Daniels, Joel Myers talking to you, as well as a meet and greet and networking with all of the other media guys that are there. So go and check that out. And enjoy the game. And wear your Pels gear because you get... Oh, no, that's against Monday. Oh, against the Lakers, wear your Pelicans gear because you get discounts at the concession stand. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Ethos Pels is the show. Stay safe. Go Pels. Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.